I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which I live, create and connect. I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging and recognise the deep and sacred ongoing connection First Nations people have to this land, its waters and their rich traditions of storytelling, art and culture. Always was, always will be. Welcome to The Art of Connection, a space created to explore true connection with the arts and conscious creators in our community. Thank you for choosing to be here with me. I'm Yana, an entrepreneur, creative, mother, and the founder of my own heart-led business, Oaken Haven. The Art of Connection explores how heart-led work will guide us to satiating soulful fulfillment and welcomes us home to ourselves over and over again. Like a rising and falling tide, we explore how we're nurtured by the rhythm and flow of true connection. I'm looking forward to slowly exploring the vast tapestry of connection this life brings to us, alongside insightful guests who are recognising the same in their very own meaningful work. While you're here, let's take a moment to slow down, breathe a little bit deeper, and embrace the beauty of these golden moments, because it's in these moments that we are guided to our visions. So let's trust that magnetic pull that always leads the way. Thank you for being here. It's truly a pleasure to have you. Make yourself at home and let's begin. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of The Art of Connection. I'm your host, Yana, and I'm currently sitting in my beautiful Mindful Living store, Oaken Haven, before hours, sitting in the back workshop space. I'm just about to sip my chai, so if you've got a drink, have a sip too. We stock the best chai here. It's called Monk's Chai. And honestly, I have had plenty of customers say that once they have tried this one, they just can't have anything else. And I completely understand because I recently bought it full price instead of wholesale because we'd run out and I had to buy it from another stockist and I was prepared to pay full price for it because it was so good. Today I'd like to just share a little bit about a thought I've been having recently over the last week or so, especially. Basically, this recurring thought has been, and this is why I don't work like that anymore. And so it's all about how the last few weeks have been kind of taking their toll a little bit on my body and how I'm so grateful for the life that I have set up for myself, the work balance that I have set up for myself, so that I'm not working in the way that I used to when I was a secondary teacher. I've just realised how taxing it is on the body, not just realised, but as in I have realised again and again over the last few weeks how working like that is not conducive to being present, being mindful, being in your body, being able to enjoy the little things in life because you're so overworked, and how the last few weeks has really taught me the value of creating a business and a life that is intentionally set at a much slower pace, but works because we can feel deeper into where we're at. So let me just grab my notes up. I just realized that I can look at my notes and voice record at the same time, which, I mean, it's pretty obvious now that I think about it, but I'm just pretty risk averse and I'm a bit scared to try things sometimes in case they don't work. Just going to have another sip of my chai. Oh, and honestly, having a chai out of a handmade mug, it's nothing quite like it. Even if you don't have access or resources to purchase a handmade mug from a market or a stockist, just scouring through your local op shops and finding a beautiful mug that's been, you know, wheel thrown or hand built. They're probably like $4 or $2. And they make all the difference to such a beautiful cup of tea, coffee, chai, whatever you're having. So, yes, this episode is a bit of a reflection and a big reminder that I didn't know I needed at the time. I've been working every day probably for the last 4 or 5 weeks straight, and it's brought something very important to light for me. So between running, you know, we had the school holidays just before that. Nikisha was not well, so which is totally fine. So I was kind of picking up more shifts or working more than I usually would in the shop space before that time. So she wasn't well. So then I started working more. And then I had the school holidays to get through. I also had my daughter with me because now that she's at school, she is on holidays. So I also have to account for that time. And we ran 4 sold out bug club workshops, which was so much fun. I've got one more load to get through the kiln before they're all finished. And it's just been such a joy. We opened the kiln this morning and it was so fun just seeing them all sitting in there ready to go. So yes, we've run those. We've run the bead, like mini makers with Danny, the beaded workshops. That was so much fun as well. That day was like, and I'm not joking, it was like a nightclub. Like we just had like basically people waiting to have a seat at the table. The table can sit 12 and we had like a full table for hours on end until probably the last hour and a half to 2 hours of the day where it started to loosen up a little bit. But so I wanted to say thank you if you came along to any of those workshops. It kept us very busy, very connected, very full in the day. And so much fun. So that's kind of what the last few weeks have looked like. The workshops, also running the store, being a parent, having creative deadlines for certain things, taking up more shifts or finding people to cover shifts in the store, which, you know, I have like a handful of people that I love being in here. And that has just been, it feels like a full-time gig, honestly, just managing everything. And I'm not saying this to complain, but just that the days have been full, let alone messages being like, hey, can you call me back when you get a minute? You're like, I don't have a minute. I'm so sorry. I recently said to a group chat of friends that I wanted to catch up, I'm actually at my capacity and this does not look likely for me at the moment. I would love to see you, but it's going to have to be in like another month or so when things have a little bit, when I have a bit more breathing room. I'm really making sure that I'm honoring the time that I have to rest properly in between running around. And I would remind you that you're allowed to do that as well. The right friends won't punish you for that. So the physical and emotional signs of burnout during this time, I feel like I don't think I've reached burnout, which is lovely, but I have noticed that, there's been a few times where I've thought to myself, oh yes, this is why I don't work like this anymore, or this is why I don't work in this capacity anymore, or why my days aren't structured like this, or why my business isn't structured in the way that I used to work in the past. So first of all, fatigue and tiredness. I feel like that brain fog from being tired has really kind of crept up slowly but surely, feeling rushed and that lack of like a deep full breath. So, you know, when you start breathing from like the top half of your chest, you know, like from your shoulders into your head, it feels like you're just kind of catching your breath rather than like a deep embodied breath. I've noticed that more so recently, just in between doing things. Another sign for me is feeling like I don't have time to eat or go to the toilet or have a drink or just have a break in general because I've got so many other things to do. And this is a little trick that my brain likes to play on me, I think. If you're neurodivergent as well, I think you can relate to this pretty well, just that feeling of if I stop now, I'll lose all momentum and then I won't be able to start again. And sometimes it's subconscious. It's not a legitimate, you know, that's not the truth. We can always start again. But it feels like if I keep going, I can see the finish line. Whereas if I stop and start, I'm not going to get there. Feels a bit tortoise in the hare. I think, you know, we're allowed to be the hare. I mean, the tortoise. And if our brain is the hare, being like, come on, keep going. And the tortoise is slow and steady. I think, is that right? Yeah, the hare races so fast and then has a little nap at the end and then loses because the tortoise is like a slow and steady kind of guy and just keeps plodding along. But yes, we can learn a lot from the tortoise in that stage. So I felt, yeah, definitely like I was burning the candle at both ends and definitely in the middle, and I just had to keep going. Otherwise, there'd be no one to show up in the store or online or run the sale that we were having or be with Daisy or do the school drop off and pick up. In that time too, so it was that first week where I picked up more shifts. Then it was 2 weeks of school holidays. That was hectic. And then a few weeks ago, Nikisha had to have emergency surgery to get her appendix out and was in hospital. So just picking up that work, I've realized too how much I've grown since first hiring her, because there are a lot of things that I don't do anymore that I've given the role to her to do in the store. And now that I don't have that, now that I've needed to do it more, I've realized, oh, wow, she does a big foundational part of running the shop space and seeing what needs to be done. She also keeps an eye on like things like Tara's treasures and all the felt toys and things that we need to order in, merchandising the store when we get new stock, just being front facing and greeting customers so that I don't need to physically be in the store all the time if I'm working on something else. So I've realized that, you know, my normal rhythm now is very different to what it used to be. I can remember when I was teaching, it was very normal to have like a double strength coffee as soon as I woke up, one at morning tea, one at lunchtime, and probably one at 3:30 in the afternoon when the kids had finished, and I'd go across to the cafe, get another coffee before the meeting. So I felt like I was awake enough in the meeting. If I did that now, I'd have a panic attack. I feel like that amount of caffeine would probably, yeah, send me into a spiral or get a new PB at running or something like that. That's just like too much for one person. And that was my normal all the time, just feeling like I had no space to just sit and breathe. I remember when I would eat, it felt like I had constant indigestion. Like I just wasn't able to digest my food because there was this low level hum of stress and like slight panic all the time. So I think my body was just like, hang on, we can't digest this right now, just in case this comes up or that comes up or the printer's jammed and we don't have time to get to, you know, get our worksheets out, or the internet breaks, or this kid does this, or, you know, it's just a constant spot fire feeling. And I love that I've intentionally created a life and a business that doesn't run at this pace. And this month reminded me exactly why I don't do that. It's not, I realize this is a very privileged thing to be able to say, because I know that this is built with intention, and I acknowledge that I've had the privilege of creating a space that works like this for myself. And I know that that is not the case for everybody. So I just wanted to acknowledge that too. My usual balance looks like spaciousness and time for proper rest and slow creativity. Clay is a very slow process. It incorporates family rhythms. So like having time to eat dinner at the table, cook a nourishing meal, have breakfast, at the table in the mornings, have our lunch boxes ready to go for the next day. And I just thought that this grind was like my default back in the day. And I used to just think I could just push through anything, and I could, but I was using adrenaline and cortisol all the time as like my main source of fuel. 10 out of 10, do not recommend. It will take you a long time to recover from that. I thought it was always normal to be on the edge of exhaustion, but just to keep pushing through a little bit more. And it's really normalized in certain work cultures and workplaces. I think it's really normal in teaching. Unfortunately, I don't think it should be, but I think it is, particularly secondary school teachers. I think it's really normalized in like corporate life, like getting to the top, you know, like hustling, pushing through, one more email, staying back late, just like, you know, closing the deal, which is, you know, fine if that's what you're into, but it's not really my vibe. But I know that it's really normal to like being busy is like it's such a badge of honor. And filling our days feels like it's really noble. And like, because if you're busy, then it means you're working really hard. And if you're working really hard, then that must mean that you're making heaps of money. And that's like seen as something that's really desirable and like, wow, they're really doing well for themselves and that kind of notion. But I would like to remind you that it's possible to work at a slower pace and more. And I wouldn't have known that unless I started my own business and realized or could see the numbers. I would like to say that, I mean, I'm not looking at them right this second, but I know for sure in my first year of opening this business, I was able to bring in double my teaching income into the store, working 10 till 3, you know, weekdays. And that was 5 days a week and having 2 days off. So I would just like to tell you that it is possible to make money going slower. So I think I used to gaslight myself a lot when I was working like that. I would tell myself that it was fine and that this is what being a hard worker looks like. And I don't know if you've ever maybe told yourself this too, like, you know, everyone's kind of on this hustle bandwagon of like wanting to, you know, push, push, push all the time. Maybe you have friends that really glorify this kind of work and it's okay for you to go against the current of this. And I think also just, I grew up with a family that, when I was tired, we were being called lazy. You know, so it was kind of like, oh, if you needed more sleep in the morning or you go to bed early or you don't have much energy to do stuff during the day, then you're lazy and you need to go find something to do or that you should be able to just do it. And I don't think that that is very in tune with women's cycles, with the seasons, with, you know, a work-life structure that supports both or is nourishing to both. So now I'm kind of realizing that it wasn't on accident that I built this slower paced life. I really fought for this and I designed it this way. So I have had people saying, oh, it's really disappointing. You're not open every day. Like my days off are Mondays and your shop's closed then, so I can't see you. And I've kind of, at the beginning, it really was quite, I found the people pleaser in me found that really hard. I was like, oh, sorry. But now I'm like, no, I honor my time. And especially if you're creative, you need the time to yourself to rest and recalibrate. And often it's just usually me putting my house back together after a big week or, you know, getting groceries for the week or just spending time getting through things, you know, that I want to do. So I built this. You know, when we talk about a mother-centric business, like the mother is the heart of the home or the heart of the business or the heart of the community in my eyes. And it's mother-centric firstly because a mother runs this business, which is myself. And for me to honour my time, presence and, you know, this season that I'm in with my motherhood, I intentionally built this business to work around that point of my life. And no doubt as Daisy grows and, you know, my motherhood journey continues, it might shift and change. But for now, the most important thing for me in my life is being there for my little girl. So being there in the morning without a phone in my face, checking emails or orders or stock or anything like that. It's waking up, being there at the breakfast table, you know, having breakfast together, having time to make myself a coffee, make myself breakfast, sit and chat about our day, what we're looking forward to, dropping her off at school, opening the, I open at 10 so that in case there's a tricky drop off at 9, there's still a bit of a buffer time. And then we're here till 3 and then we pick up, you know, I go and pick up Daisy at 3:30 from school and we have the afternoon together, you know. And so that is, the store fits the rhythm of my life rather than the other way around. And that was really important to me. So it's on purpose that it's built this way. And not only that, but just stocking mostly women-made and mother-made brands is really important to me. The fact that the shop is made to fit prams and there's a section in the corner for children to play. So mums especially can just like look around in peace. I know that they feel comfortable and not anxious to come in because they're worried that their kids will touch things. There's a whole yes area for children that they can draw, they can play with the blocks, they can play in the kitchen. I've got stickers for them if they, you know, if that's helpful to get them out the door when they're ready to go, because often they don't want to leave once they've had a good time here. So I think this, you know, it's not about being less committed. It's fully showing up in where and how I can, and not being willing to negotiate the hours of or my time outside of those hours. And in a way, that has become more sustainable, and the longevity has solidified in this way, because I'm able to be here with those hours. So the last, you know, however long, month at least, of realizing that I've been kind of really pushing through less sleep, less nourishment, more kind of fractured focus, I guess, has made me realize how grateful I am to have a business that does not run like that normally, that this is just like a blip in the radar, and that I've had other, you know, for the last year and a half, we've been running this business in exactly the way that I had planned it and that I wanted to, which was, you know, around motherhood and for mums, you know, that work here, like Nikisha's a mum, Danny's a mum. I just think this has just been such a highlight for me to realize, wow, we don't usually run it like this. And what a joy that is, that that this is not the normal. And it's made me more grateful for having Nikisha in when she's well and healthy, and how much she does for me and how much we've grown in the last year and a half, because I don't usually operate in this way. And I think sometimes, you know, like when you're sick, then it makes you really appreciate your health so much more. I think it's that paradox of life. Sometimes we just need a little bit of a blip, you know, on the other side, to see the other side of the coin, to realize how beautiful the life that we have really is. So I'm looking forward to moving forward with a more sustained approach. I won't be running any more workshops for the rest of the year. I've got two left. One is a herb smudge stick and ceramic dish that I'm doing with Chrissa, who is such a beautiful soul. And we had such a blast in the last workshop that we did, and we had so many people waiting for it. So we've opened up another one. That will be one. And an incense making workshop with Lucy from Inner States, a beautiful peninsula woman who is a yoga teacher and has her own line of, you know, room sprays and rollers and things like that, that and tea that we sell in the store here too. So I'm looking forward to that, and just reclaiming the space, the creative time and effort and energy it takes to run a business in the way that suits me and my nervous system. I've put in so much effort over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years of building my nervous system back to a regulated state, or like taking away things that stress it out. This includes people, places, you know, events, that kind of thing that I can't say yes to anymore, and learning to rest and realizing that, you know, healing is very possible, and it's slow and steady like that tortoise, and it takes time. And I've realized after this, you know, the last few years, that, oh, I've reached this kind of point where now I know that when I used to go to watch my daughter at swimming lessons, I couldn't sit there without listening to a podcast or something else in my ears to kind of keep me distracted, because the noise was really overwhelming sensory-wise. It was like hot and sticky and clammy. I was exhausted by the end of the day. This is before I had Oakenhaven. I was exhausted by the end of the day. I really just struggled to figure out exactly, like, you know, which way was up and down, basically. I just felt fried all the time. And another thing I notice is that I can go to shopping centers now without needing to listen to something or distract myself with music or podcasts or whatever as well. I can walk around a shopping center and know that I can get in and get out, you know, do what I need to do. And that can be somewhat enjoyable. Whereas when I was really burnt out, that was like a hellscape for me. I mean, I won't say it's the most fun for me now, but I can do it. And the other thing is just like cooking at home or like being at home. I don't always have to have music on in the background. I don't have to have something else lined up next for me to do. I just trust myself that I know what the next best thing is for me to do, and I can do that thing without having to, you know, buffer it with something else along the way, like music or having something on in the background. I can kind of be with myself more, and I'm not scared of the void of like a silence or my own thoughts, which is huge, I think, if we're, you know, talking about healing a fried nervous system, basically. So yes, this month really affirmed all those reasons for me that, yes, I've done a lot of healing. I've built a business that is sustainable and has longevity, you know, built into its blueprint, that it's made for mothers and for, you know, myself to be able to show up in the best possible way. So I wanted to offer you a moment to reflect on your life. What is something that's not working at the moment where you feel like you're burning the candle at both ends? Perhaps, you know, something that is pulling your attention that doesn't need to anymore. If you're feeling like you're exhausted, you're beyond your usual tired capacity, that it doesn't mean that you're weak or lazy. Perhaps it just simply acknowledges that you are in a system that is unsustainable and that is pulling too much from you that you can't give. You're allowed to build something different. You're allowed to want a different life. You're allowed to work somewhere else that aligns better for you. And personally, like I realize this is a bit of a statement, but I don't think the world that we live in is built for mothers. I don't think it's built for women to honor their cycles. And I don't think it's built for people with neurodivergences or any other thing that might inhibit their capacity to show up fully in the way that they are. I've found that by working in this way and for myself, I've allowed my creative streaks and like flashes of genius ideas to come through because there's space to hold it. Whereas before I was so overworked and so tired and exhausted that I had no capacity for creativity. And creativity is such a life force giving element of, you know, of who we are. And if we're not able to express ourselves, it'll come out in other ways like resentment, in angst, in frustration, in depression, in anxiety. So I think it's really important if you are creative and if you are neurodivergent, it's important to try and find ways to live your life in a way that is supportive of you, your nervous system, what makes you feel safe. When you're safe, everything else can kind of flourish from there. That is like the foundational building block. So I hope this week feels a bit lighter for you moving forward. If you're working through something difficult, know that there's some solidarity there. I'm just in this kind of friction point of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel as Nikesha keeps on her healing. And for me, learning that I'm able to show up in this way and, you know, I better go open the shop now because it's coming up to 10 o'clock, but that it is possible to live a sustainable and, you know, flourishing life that is based on your own values and with a sense of freedom and longevity in mind. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of the week. I hope that you are able to reflect on perhaps some relationships or work, you know, I don't want to say balance, but, you know, these relationships we have with work and our friends and our family, and look at the places that you feel something's pulling too much on one area and you just don't have the capacity to honor it, and that it's totally fine for you to say, sorry, this is like too much for me now and I need to pull the pin here. Thank you so much for being here and for listening, and I will see you in the next little bit if I don't see you in the store between now and then. I wanted to say thank you for being here and for showing up and listening to me ramble on about this. If there's a particular topic you'd like me to talk on, whether it be about business, creativity, burnout, neurodivergence, motherhood, building a sustainable business, anything like that, you're welcome to just DM me. I'm at The Art of Connection Pod on Instagram, or you're welcome to reach out at Oakenhaven as well, both places. I will have a look at my inbox and get back to you there. Wishing you a beautiful week ahead. Thank you for being here, for taking a moment to connect with me. I hope today's conversation has brought a sense of peace or insight, reminding you of the quiet connections that weave through your life. If this episode hit any point at all with you, I would love for you to firstly just share it with a friend or somebody that you think would really value the topic that was discussed today. And if it aligns with your values, for you to share it on your socials as well, that would be super helpful for me. You can join me again next week as we continue to explore the art of connection. Until then, may you walk gently through your days, staying open and grounded and always connected to that golden magnetic pull of life. I'll see you soon.